The Battlefords North Stars opened 2023 like it ended 2022 by winning games. The North Stars won all three of its contests last week. The squad has not dropped a game in regulation this season. Battlefords paces the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League with a 3-1-0-2-1 record. The North Stars are 18 points ahead in the standings of second-place Flin Flon, 2-2-8-2-1. The National Junior Hockey trade deadline is January 10. SJHL teams will be making deals to get down to 23 players, tweak rosters for hopefully postseason success, and to build for the future. On January 4, the LaRonge Ice Wolves scored 3 times in the third period, but the North Stars were able to win 4-3 at home. Keaton Klein scored Battleford's lone third-period goal, which was the game-winner. The North Stars beat the visiting Kindersley Clippers, 5-1, on January 6. Klein scored twice. Justin Marich allowed only one goal on 27 shots. On the road on Saturday, the Battlefords team dropped the Clippers, 5-1. Kian Bell led the way for the North Stars with 2 goals and 3 points. Battlefords goalie Josh Kotai turned away 46 shots. Humboldt Broncos, 2-1-1-0-1-0. The Broncos opened the 2023 portion of its schedule with 2 games in Flin Flon. The Humboldt team lost 6-2 on Friday night. Benjamin Motu stopped all 28 shots he faced to shut out the Bombers, 2-0. Spencer Bell and Lucas Ceccarelli provided the Broncos' goals. Melfort Mustangs, 1-8-1-0-5-1. The Mustang split its games against the rival Nipawin Hawks on the weekend. Nipawin took Friday's tilt in Melfort, 2-1. On Saturday, the Mustangs held off the Hawks for a 4-3 victory. Melfort led 2-0 and 3-2 at the intermissions. Ryan Duguay's power play marker in the third was the game winner. Ben Kachuk and Kevin Minnick each had 2 assists for Melfort. The Mustangs are 6-2-1-1 in their last 10 games. Nipawin Hawks, 1-5-1-7-1-1. On Friday night, the host Mustangs led Nipawin, 1-0, after the second period. Braxton Buckberger and Xander Stewart, on a power play, lit the lamp to help the Hawks come from behind. Nipawin netminder Jackson Fellner stopped 32 shots. The Hawks fought back against Mustangs but fell 4-3 on Saturday night. Stewart and Joel Mabin each had 2 assists. LaRonge Ice Wolves, 2-1-1-2-2-1. The LaRonge Ice Wolves lost a pair of 1-goal contests last week. On Jan. 2, the Ice Wolves led the Flin Flon Bombers, 3-2, after 2 periods. The Bombers scored twice in the third to prevail 4-3 in LaRonge. Against the North Stars, the Ice Wolves trailed 2-0 and 3-0 at the intermissions. The visiting LaRonge squad outscored Battlefords, 3-1, in the third but fell 4-3. Walker Jerome scored twice for LaRonge. Kindersley Clippers, 6-1-9-2-4. The Clippers lost 5-1 on the road to Battlefords on January 6. The team fell 5-1 to the North Stars at home the next night. Melville Millionaires, 1-0-1-9-4-1. The Millionaires beat Yorkton twice by the score of 5-2 on the weekend. On the road on Friday, the Millionaires jumped out to a 3-0 first-period lead. They led 5-1 at the second intermission. Isaac Suppin scored twice for Melville. In front of 1,126 home fans, after a scoreless first period, the Millionaires took a 3-0 second period lead. Both teams scored twice in the third. Suppin recorded a goal and 3 assists, while Nathan Fox had a goal and 2 assists. The Millionaires made 2 roster moves last week. The squad added Zach Bansley from the Melfort Mustangs for a 2023 second-round draft pick. The 17-year-old forward from Tisdale has been with the Western Hockey League's Lethbridge Hurricanes this season. He had 1 assist in 18 contests. Melville moved 20-year-old defenseman Caden Skulmowski to the Manitoba Junior Hockey League's Niverville Nighthawks for a player development fee. He had 10 points and 49 penalty minutes in 31 games for Melville. Notre Dame Hounds, 1-1, 1-4, 2-2. The Hounds did not play last week. They open the 2023 portion of their schedule on January 10 by hosting Weyburn in Radville.